Welcome to the Waffle Shop podcast with me, Taylor James. This is the podcast that gets people waffling about their mental health, coping mechanisms, life's minor inconveniences, and the music that soundtracks it all. So join me as I open up shop and have a waffle.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Should we have a drink?
This is our... It's got to be the start, though,
this. Isn't it? We've earned this.
Cheers to a good week, mate. Cheers. Hold on, I'm so slippy after that, Grace.
Oh, cheers. Well, you didn't look in the eye. That's like yeah, 7 years. Oh, when you sit?
Yeah.
Oh. You know what? 4 years, and that's the first time I've had a beer on the podcast.
How's it feel?
Feels good, to be fair. It feels nice to actually be catching up. This has been a while since we've actually sat on the mics.
It has been a while,
Although we sat on the mics. That's just two sips in.
Obviously, today's changed quite a bit in terms of what we were meant to be doing at this time.
Yeah.
And then the suggestion was to go to the pub, which in theory is like a really good idea. And I stepped in there because it's a weird pub.
It's not weird, but
it opens at 6. Mm. And it was dead. So it would have been weird us going in there to have a catch up. And we've said it before, when you're on a podcast, you can't help but actually get deep and have a catch up anyway. So hopefully this is what this conversation will be.
I mean, this might not ever see the light of day, but I'm quite fit. I told you, didn't I? Two sips and I'm stumbling my words.
Stuttery.
How you doing? How's things? How's life?
It's good. Yeah. Good, thank you. It's April. When did we last catch up? It might have been like
January.
January, yeah. It's a bit scary to think. It happens to like everyone our age. We're like, when did we last catch up? January, like, fucking hell.
Yeah.
Because you always try and be like close with your mates and like keep in touch and stuff like that. Actually, when I went to just get the drinks then, one of my best mates said impromptu, but you fancy going for a drink now? We did actually have plans set for next week, but impromptu just doesn't work as well as it used to anymore. But that's nice. He's like one of the guys that I do try and keep up to date with. But yeah, answer is good. The first start of this year, the first few months, much better than last year. So I do feel pretty good in that regard. And settled in here with you. Like, we've had a really good week, haven't we? It's been a really nice week.
This has been a pinch me week, I think.
Yeah.
It's quite weird. And I actually said it because someone made the comment earlier, like, oh, you look a bit like overwhelmed, and I was like, I am overwhelmed, but in a good way, because all the stuff I'm now doing, like a past version of me wished or dreamed of doing, and it's weird to be in a situation with like-minded people, like,
yeah,
oh, okay, this is actually happening, this is what we're doing, like, this is a reality.
Yeah, I think the word overwhelmed as well, you could put that into, you're uncomfortable much more than you used to be because you're doing what you're meant to be doing.
This is all too nice. This is too nice. Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's weird because we've, in the past, we've been like, fuck. Well, saying this, last week I had I was on holiday last week, so obviously that's really nice to come back from. But during that holiday, I went down to £73 in the bank account, which last year when that happened was like alarm bells. Someone's doing all right. You can still get some food.
Oh God.
No, but that was
that's half a weekly shop.
Probably, to be fair, I shouldn't have shared that really on this like way, but it's cash flow.
Yeah.
But I was on holiday. It didn't affect me. I didn't let it ruin anything. Because I know it's just because there's overdue invoices. Yeah. And in the past, that would have maybe like crippled me for a few days. And,
yeah.
Well, it did last year cripple me, but yeah.
I think there's a more trust this year. Like you've been there once, you can get there again. Mm-hmm. But I mean, it's too nice. Obviously, we start the show with something called the Weekly Waffle, which quite frankly, now we've had a bit, it's really, really pissed me off.
Okay.
Because normally it just pisses me off.
Wow.
Obviously, everything gets heightened when you've had a beer.
anger.
But I'm watching Married at First Sight at the moment.
Yeah.
And it's a great show, like trash TV. Like, I think it's a brilliant, brilliant concept. But one of the things that really has bothered me about it is the fact that when you're watching it with, like, your significant other, those kind of questions get asked to you. Like, what's your love language? What of your communication style? Do you think we're like that? And you kind of like, it sets you back a little bit because you kind of, I want to answer the question, but at the same time, like it's 9 o'clock in the evening. I'm not looking for a row.
That and you're about to get judged.
Exactly.
Yeah. Been in that place.
Definitely. So it's just best not to answer those questions.
It's funny because you're seeing it unfold or the experts ask these questions and you're sat there like, please don't ask me. And like, you're not actually watching, you're just like, don't ask me that question.
The beads of sweat are like dripping down your face, like, oh my God. Well, it's like, are you all right? Like, yeah, like, oh God, they're not taking
it's
that
deep,
very well.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Please don't ask me. Is there anything else that gets on your nerves you'd like to get off your chest today?
Yeah, so holiday blues is obviously a big thing. It's a thing. And I got ill straight after coming back.
Yeah, you were very snotty.
But yeah, people are like, it's automatically, airplane. And I was like, yeah, it fucking is, isn't it?
Like, if you think there's a lot of people on that plane.
All germy. Yeah, babies and.
Yeah.
So that annoys me. Like, you're going to fly, but you just have to accept you're going to be ill for the next week. Holiday blues is bad enough, but to then come back to crap weather and getting ill. Really kicked me when I'm down. But to be fair, it's a holiday, like, grateful for it. It was amazing, family of four.
Yeah.
We had the sun in Greece and, but...
Left it there.
And we left it. It's not Cheers. Come back no. at all.
Thanks, mate.
Well, a really good time to go because you want to go when the weather's crap in the UK.
Yeah.
And it was, so...
Oh, are you one of those people? Actually, no, you are one of those people. I know you know where I'm going with this.
Yeah, I do.
You are one of those people because you posted a photo on your Instagram story of you, like, next to the pool with a book.
Yeah.
And to be fair, there was no caption, but you were literally, like,
no.
that far away of had worse Mondays.
No, I really dislike those people. Like, happy Monday. What's the other one they say?
Had worse Mondays.
No, there's another.
Something about The Office.
Or just because you can put it as like a gift, can't you?
Yeah.
Just Monday. Like, yes, I'm aware it's Monday. So no, I didn't even think of doing that because that annoys me.
Yeah.
It was just, to be fair, it was a family holiday. That was my one and only hour I had without kids or wife. So it's like, that was why I could take that picture, which was very, very nice.
Yeah, it looked nice, to be fair.
We've had lots of really good discussions about music. So on this, like in the studio this week, I've not long found out the music that my son listens to, and I've always played music in the car that I listened to when he was little. And yes, there is explicit lyrics in some of them. They used to be hard to actually like filter out, so you just put the radio on, but I'd always listen to radio stations that were still my music, so One Extra or Capital or Capital Extra. Anyway, his music that he listens to, so he's like, Dad, we're going to football, putting playlist on, and he puts on Nas, Jay-Z, 50 Cent, but from the noughties.
Yeah.
And I'm like, or 90s, Ice Cube, Have a Good Day. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Like, first reaction, what the? What a don.
Yeah.
I have raised a good un.
Yeah.
But then he'll say things to me like, they don't make music like this anymore. And I'm like, for one, they don't. B, as if you're saying that you're 12.
Yeah. B's true. He's got a point. He's got a point. They don't make a huge music point. If it's not a sample of a 90s dance track, I don't think anyone's really doing anything original. Great. I also don't think people are making albums anymore.
No.
And this is what I find so fascinating, actually. Now we're on this point. Billie Eilish has come out this week and said, announced her new album. It's coming out in May. She's doing no singles for it. And has outright said, I want you to consume the album
nice.
As an album. Yeah, like,
yeah. Yeah. Straight through. Well, it's art, isn't it?
Well, this is
the thing. The artist can say how you should.
But this is the thing. Like, I think we consume music so differently nowadays. And I still remember like getting like either my paper round money or even when I've like my first job, going to HMV or like Virgin at the time and buying like
an album.
Albums.
I used to hate buying singles. Pointless.
Well, it depends if they had like a nice artwork. I'd buy it if it had a nice artwork.
Wrong reason.
Yeah. I've got a real like collection of CDs.
To be fair, artwork's a whole thing with like an album and even the inside cover.
Exactly.
Because they used to put like composed by little stories of how it was done.
Exactly.
What are the
albums? I love the stories.
If I just say to you, albums that just bang, like timeless for you and growing up, give me three, like that you just remember for its whole entirety, like there's every single song on there.
Okay. Back to Black, Amy Winehouse.
Can't wait to watch that film.
Straight off the bat. Don't know how I feel about the film. We'll talk about that in a later episode when it comes out.
Yeah.
Not too sure how I feel about that. Mark Ronson's version, that album for me it actually inspired my album artwork for the podcast.
Oh, nice.
It's been a nice kind of, not a full circle moment because he won't respond to my messages. but he's up there with me. And just because it's so prolific, I think is the word, from when I used to start like going out and stuff like that, Timbaland Shock Value.
Mm. Okay. I was hoping that we were going to have one that was the same, but there isn't. But they'll be for different reasons. 8701, Usher.
Okay.
I remember specifically just back-to-backing that on my Walkman. The Streets.
Okay.
Their first album. I feel like I was at the age where, like, music was becoming a central point of my life. Mm-hmm. And they were Birmingham born and, like, quite very, very different. It was almost like spoken word.
Yeah.
That was incredible. And another album that I couldn't... Kanye West, College Dropout.
Oh, yeah.
But you know what? Like, when I first moved into... So I had all these, like, physical... Oh, Dizzy Rascal. I had all these physical albums and all the cases, like, smashed up, as you imagine they get. But all the discs were still fine. So I had an empty frame. I put all the discs of these albums in a frame. So it was like it was an artwork.
I did the same thing.
No way!
I did the same thing. Literally, and I've still got it. And the reason when you said Kanye, because it was from you could, if you looked at the album or the CDs in the frame, you could tell what year it was. The CD was like Kate Nash, Foundation, Kanye West and Dwell, Flashing Lights, Umbrella. There was a Terry Crews song in there.
2009?
I think it was 2007, 2008.
Yeah, wow. Was Kanye West, College Dropout, did the song titles, did they go around the outside? It was like a pinky burgundy colour.
Oh, I don't know.
And they had...
Oh, no, hang on. I'm not thinking of College Dropout. I'm a little bit later.
Oh, your Graduation?
Was it Graduation? The one with Stronger on it.
There was College Dropout, and Homecoming. Or Late Registration.
Can't remember the album.
Homecoming is a song. Late Registration and Graduation.
That is a banger of a song, though. Yeah. It's Martin.
Sorry, I derailed you. Do you want to give me the card?
To be fair, I'm going to do a little transition here because I'm going to have a sip of my drink. We normally do a thing at the end of the show called Sing It or Sack It, which, like, obviously I dissect lyrics. But I thought this was a really good conversation point. There's a song out at the moment. I'm probably going to absolutely butcher his name. But there's a song out at the moment by Michael McCaggie. Might have said that wrong. It's called Scared to Start. And the lyrics go, don't you wait to try it. Are you scared to find it? And do you want to take my broken heart? Are you scared to start? Now, for me, I'm going to kind of bypass the broken heart bit.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, the rest of it, I'm singing it because I'm like, oh, okay, scared to start. So I wanted to ask, obviously we're in a very kind of weird transitional phase of our life at the moment, but from a business point of view, from a growth point of view, were you ever scared to start?
No, because, you know, I've been doing that presentation this week. I wasn't scared to start because I was forced to start.
Yeah.
So in regard to like finish university, have a kid, or find out you're having a kid a few months later, you need to start. Like, you actually need to not necessarily start the thing that you want to do forever, but you need to start something,
yeah,
earning money or whatever. And then, well, this is how I take it from the business side of things, but then, yeah, I guess you could look at it in, were you scared to start doing your own thing? Yeah, I was, because I didn't have a house, and then you need to save for a house, and then you get the house, you're like, well, what if it doesn't quite work straight away? So I was scared to start, but then did the, like, people think when you jump to run your own business and you quit your job that you've made a, like, impromptu risk thing, but I did it over 8 years.
Yeah.
So it was a thought out method. Few sips. But yeah, it was quite logically put together, and I had a bank of money that I'd built up in the business to allow for like a 6 month period just in case I didn't earn anything. So no, I wasn't scared to start properly, but then I was at another point to fully jump. But that's what, like, I could talk about anything, but that was just the first thing.
Yeah, but I like that's where your head went with it.
Yeah, were you scared to start?
100%.
Start what? The podcast?
I felt like what you just said about kind of not having almost a choice not to start.
Yeah.
In a weird roundabout way, I don't think I had a choice. Obviously, I had a choice. You always have a choice. But I don't think I actually had a choice when it came to starting the podcast. How it turned into a podcast, obviously, I still to this day don't know. But the speaking part of like opening up about everything, I don't think I had a choice other than to start, because I was
had to come out.
Yeah, obviously I was scared of where it was taking me. But even recently, the conversations that I'm having, I have like being petrified of talking about it. But it's again got to a point where I felt like the stage that I'm at, I have no choice at the moment, because this is genuinely just who I am. This is like the people that I want to be surrounded with. And from being scared to start, but I think the start when I listened to that song is I was scared to start living,
yeah,
rather than just surviving.
Yeah.
And it's weird because now I'm at a stage where I feel like I'm living.
Yeah.
And it's like a weight has been lifted. Like I feel almost brand new.
Yeah.
Like
you can see it, can't you? It's actually really weird to say that you can see something like that physically, but we've laughed a lot this week.
Yeah.
And I think I can see that you are able to laugh like without thinking about it.
Yeah.
Whereas other weeks it might be like, I find that funny, I don't want to laugh.
Yeah. it's difficult though, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's weird because it's like I've never really had the confidence before to actually voice like either my opinions in certain scenarios or even in certain groups. I almost became like a bit of a social chameleon. And it kind of got to a stage where like I was shrinking myself down to fit into places that I quite clearly didn't belong in the first place. Whereas now, like this week is purely as an example of that. Like I messaged you last night to say, this feels good. Like what is happening right now feels incredibly good.
Nice vibes.
Yeah.
That was what you said. Yeah. It's been nice.
It's just almost like effortless. Mm. Like it just feels really nice, natural in terms of this is what it could have been like all along if I just push past that little bit of uncomfortableness or a little bit of fear.
And when you asked me that question about that lyric, what would you tell, go back to your vision and say, you don't know it when you're first scared, but now you know, because we go through different conversations with growth type people, is you're meant to be scared. You are actually supposed to be scared. And if you're not scared, then you're probably not doing the thing that you want to be doing or should be doing. So now if I get scared, I actually need to go explore that a bit further, because that's probably...
Unless it's a spider.
But then if you deal with it and you overcome it, then spiders won't bother you again.
Yeah, that's true. You got me there. What does scare you?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Death, to be fair.
Does it?
I don't like the thought of dying. I don't like the thought of not living.
Yeah.
As in, like, I always want to be...
want to live.
Just, like, I want to enjoy everything.
Yeah.
When I'm dead, that's just gone. That's... there's not enough to do.
Yeah.
No, there is too much to do. So, yeah, I don't like the thought of dying.
I have a weird one with death. Like, it doesn't scare me. Like, I almost feel like it quite peaceful. Like, in terms of, I think it's because I've lived so much of my life feeling like I have to be in control of something.
Yeah.
Whereas death for me is something that I can't control.
And
I can't
just calm everything else.
Yeah,
down.
I can't give it any attention because I can't essentially control it. If my time's up, my time's up. I mean, obviously, I don't want to obviously die, but I just think it's like, that's why living is so important, like, to make the most of things.
Yeah.
You know, going back to the song, like, don't be afraid to start. Like, we're here for a very limited period of time. Yeah. So you've got to make the most of it.
100%.
I mean, if you ask me that when I'm like...
yeah, a bit down, a bit different. Bit.
Yeah.
Can you pass me your card?
Yeah.
I'd like to flip this now.
What, flip the card?
No.
Oh, right.
I've got a few questions for you, Sunshine.
Oh, okay. Well, let's put a transition in and let's have another swig.
Sip, sip.
Whoop, whoop.
Cheers again.
Cheers again. You didn't look me in the eye, so. Poor Kasia.
She always calls me up on it as well. You didn't look me in the eye. Oh, fuck.
People on maths told me that you need to look in each other's.
We need to trust it.
That thing where, have you done that? Where they make you sit down. They don't make you. I'm not even part of the show. I don't know what.
I'll show you.
Not the hog. And they're staring in each other's eyes. I've got a funny.
I'd cry, like, as in, like, my eyes are just water because I'm staring. So, like.
Oh, no, I think I'd find it really funny. Before I started at the job that I have now, I got approached by a producer for the UK version. And I couldn't commit to it because I'd literally just accepted a job here. And you're required for, like, I think it was like 16 weeks in total.
Wow.
And I made the decision not to go forward with the process because of the job. I've got the screen, I've got the DM on my phone.
I think
phone.
You should feel good about that decision.
I feel good now. I feel good now. Yeah.
I'm so it's talking about living just before. When I was at uni, I was just like, fuck it, especially when it came to summer. Mm. So I applied for, I remember, what was the one on the island?
Love Island?
No, the Shipwrecked.
Oh, I used to love that on T4.
Yeah, I applied for that. I did like auditions and stuff for Big Brother. Is it Big Brother?
That's the one I would love to do.
I think it was Big Brother.
Yeah.
I didn't apply for Love Island, never applied for Love Island. But yeah, almost with the view of like, why not?
Careful with that though, because it can lead you down some. I don't think I've actually ever told you these things. I was on a TV dating show on Sky One.
Were you?
Yeah, called Dating No Filter. It was actually the last date I ever went on with a female.
Because
it was just that.
and it was televised.
We went foraging for mushrooms. So So be careful and with this living thing of like, yeah, you know, to seize the day. What else did I do? I also went on a TV show and they made me dress as a Lego man. That was a thing. And then that's on YouTube. And I'm very prudish. And they started asking questions about like threesomes. And I'm there dressed as a Lego man with, I think they made me take a Lego piece. So I was there with like my Lego Hedwig dressed as a Lego man. And they're like, would you ever have a threesome? I was like,
with the Lego piece?
Not dressed like this. No, I don't think I would. I'd like to leave.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it's on YouTube. I'll send you the link. And I filmed a TV show with Danny Dyer.
Oh, really?
Called Bullshit. It's on Netflix.
Called what?
Bullshit. And well, I did the pilot. I didn't actually go on.
I bet that would have been good if it wasn't Danny Dyer.
Yeah. Oh, no, it was good. I enjoyed it. He gave me a high five and said, told me the women were being horrible to me because I got kicked off first. Because they were like, he's a man, he's probably lying. I was like, I've got all these questions right. I'm not lying.
What was the concept of the show?
So the point is, basically, if you didn't know the answer to the question, you had to, like, press a buzzer to... And it would show you, like, on the little podium what the answer was. And I didn't have to press it because I knew the answers to the question, but I still got voted off first because apparently all men lie. And it was literally just me and three other women on the TV show.
So, yeah, you're the other side of me potentially being on any show and just like, yeah, it's not worth it.
Yeah, no, I would never do it again.
Don't do it.
The only thing I would ever do again now is, like, I'd love to be an extra on EastEnders. So if any EastEnders casting people... I'd make a good Cockney.
Have you still got the Lego suit, just in case they need
I have
it.
Still got the Lego suit. They let me keep the Lego suit.
Is it an all-in-one, or is it like...
No, it comes with blue trousers, a red top, and a yellow Lego head. And you can change the facial expression.
Did it have the like a different hairstyle that you could use?
Like the Bieber fringe.
Or the helmet.
This is the most open I think I've ever been. All you took was half a pint.
This will be the best bit. Yeah.
Oh my god. Wow.
After your previous episode of sharing sexuality, now you're Lego man. People are going to be DMing you.
Lorry. And then, because someone commented on, because obviously we didn't, the date didn't go any further. Obviously. I wonder why. And when they went out on YouTube, someone commented on it and like underneath the video saying, no wonder she wasn't attracted to him. He's a full grown man playing with Lego. I was like, fair, but...
not fair.
It's not fair. It's for my mental health. Yeah. it genuinely is for my mental health.
Lego's sick.
Exactly. Thank you. It helps with my anxiety. So be kind.
Love that story. I love that fact that you just opened up. Imagine what this would be like with two pints. You're facilitating some very, very deep conversations, which I know from... our experience is like, it's quite a privileged position. You've got like quite a bit of power in your hand, power in like sensitivity, not like power. But one of your episodes went viral, essentially.
Yes.
And I remember being with you at the time and you just like, you were like dazed.
Yeah.
What was that like? Because you've been doing Waffle Shop for a number of years.
Yeah.
And then an episode, you knew how powerful it was. And you kind of probably expected it to do well, but like, what happened? How?
Yeah. To kind of like go back a little bit, that's really nice of you to say, by the way. It's because you know how I feel about the podcast. I still don't quite understand it all. but I lost love for the podcast last year to a point where I'm ready to throw in the towel. And then we've had conversations of like, I've been told like I'll be stupid if I give it up. And I thought, well, do you know what? Boy, if that's the case, I'm going back to basics. I'm going to go back to why I started in the first place. It was to learn. It was to meet new people. It was to kind of grow and kind of build like my network of people. And I recorded, his name's Ryan Gadsby. He's a phenomenal, like the most inspirational person I actually think I've actually ever had on the podcast. I said actually too many times then, actually. And I was really nervous because it was brand new territory. I've never spoke about that. And he came in, he held his own. Like, I felt genuinely honoured. He felt that comfortable to open up to me to tell his story. And I left the studio. I felt walloped. Yep. I've just felt like that I felt something in terms of, I think we just did something special. And I released the episodes, then I released a few clips. Like, I'm not the best at the whole social media thing, releasing clips at all. Released one of the clips and it just went boom. I woke up in the morning thinking something had gone wrong. The notifications on my phone, like my Instagram followers, everything just went mental.
So one of those where you're like, you look in your phone and just go,
yeah, I was like, what the hell? So I had all of this kind of like focus on this episode, like incredibly powerful episode. Because I never look at the numbers. I never look at like anything like that, because I just do it because I love having the conversations with people. And I think at this point, I mean, it's only been out like just over a month, I think. And it's currently sitting at around like the 30,000 listener.
Wow.
Just like download. Episode. Yeah. And it blows my mind. But what it has done is it's given me the confidence. Then I was like, well, this is a conversation that I kind of wanted to have. I wanted to hear how you got through that. Like, in the hope, like me sharing my mental health story has helped other people. Him sharing his story has helped other people. So it's kind of kickstarted this journey of like, well, there is so much more to me than just my mental health. There's, you know, aspects of like my sexuality, my life, like my business. And I want to continue this journey of learning, growing, like understanding why I behave a certain way, understanding who Taylor was essentially born to be. I don't know what's happening at the moment. Like, it is very overwhelming in that sense, because it's got a whole new audience. I feel confident in the conversations that I'm having, that for the first time ever, like, I belong in the space that I'm in. I deserve to have the platform and the podcast that I have, and I deserve to be sat across the people that I'm sat across from. Because before, I didn't. Like, it was the whole imposter syndrome. Whereas recently, I'm very much like, well, you've created this and you deserve to celebrate.
Would you have felt like that if the numbers weren't good?
I think it was getting there anyway. I think the first, like, when we first started recording, like, very early, like, even the episode with Will, like, Will Cranny, it just felt right. It felt like, this is why you started. This is why you're doing what you're doing. And so I think, yeah, numbers aside, I think that feeling would have been there anyway.
What happens when you're at home when you've got 400,000 people viewing your TikTok video?
Yeah.
What are you doing? Making a cup of tea? And
but this is what happens, because like, when the whole Ed Sheeran thing happened, people were just expecting me to be like almost like gloating and stuff like that. As soon as that episode finished, I was like, oh, it's Monday. I need to go do my weekly shop. Like, it doesn't, like, and this isn't like a cocky thing or an ego thing, because in my head, I'm not doing anything different than what other people are doing. I'm just having a conversation.
Yeah.
I'm very grateful that people choose me to kind of like open up to. But it was very overwhelming. There was a lot of tears that week. And to be fair, there has been a lot of, I guess, validation recently, especially because of the transition that I went through. Like, I've had to kind of step away for a lot of my family. Like, my relationship with my sister is completely broke down. So there's been a lot of like hurt recently. Whereas it's stuff like this, as much as those kind of things are like really painful, it's actually taught me to let go, because feel like I'm on a trajectory at the moment that I feel like I've always deserved to be on. Like, I've always worked incredibly hard. And I think this is the first time in my life I'm actually giving myself a chance. And it's painful. Like, it's difficult to kind of let go of people, relationships, like, because you think, like, well, you're in them for nostalgic purposes. Whereas at the moment, I feel like this is where you should have been. I wasn't ready back then. Whereas now I'm giving myself time, patience, like
credit,
a pat on the back, because for such a huge period of time, I was searching for validation in friendship groups, in family members that I was never going to get. Whereas now I feel comfortable enough to give myself that validation, and the circle that I'm with now, like, there's no one pushing me down anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
They're all helping me up. Yeah. They're all, you know, we're all kind of going in that direction. And I never thought I'd get to that point. So it is, you know, it's a very, very nice place to be at the moment. I feel happy.
I can see it in your eyes. There's a lot of meaning in what you're saying, and a little bit emotional, to be fair.
God. Are you crying?
No. No, I'm not. God. I was looking at you, I was like, oh shit, are you going to start?
Do you know, no, but it's, do you know what, on the, with that, I'm saying it out loud now, and I'm not saying it because I feel like it's going to do good on social media or want to hear that kind of thing. I'm saying it genuinely because I mean it this time.
I could feel that. You're saying it, like you can't see that. You don't know what's going on over there.
What's going on over there? I enjoyed it. I don't.
But no, there's a different appreciation that I can see that you're giving yourself. You don't make podcasts to make clips and all that stuff anyway. It's the whole point of what you do.
I mean, I make the clips and just never post them. You just see
this. Tell me about it. Loads that we've got as well. It's just, you can't post every minute of every day, but the whole point of it is proper conversations, and you're having the proper conversations. And this is putting you on the spot because we've had this discussion a little bit before, but you've had some wallops of episodes. What do you want next?
I want more of this. Like, I want more of this. Like, these kind of conversations they fuel the fire for me. And it's so nice to sit down, like, on a Thursday evening, like, with a mate, have a beer, have this kind of conversation and reflect. So I think it's more of this and more me time, more of what I do. Like, I'm not afraid anymore to kind of close almost chapters because I know it's more than okay to close those chapters and start a new one. Like, it doesn't mean I failed. It doesn't mean, like, I'm giving up. I just know that's what's meant to be won't pass me by, essentially. But to answer the question, I think it is just to keep giving myself a chance. That's what I want. Because if this year ends how it started, I'd be very happy.
Same.
Considering how last year ended for me, anything at the moment, what's happening right now is the cherry on top kind of thing. I mean, last year was dreadful. I mean, this was like, I'd be happy if this was this year and it was done. But I'm excited rather than anxious or scared. Mm-hmm. And if you said that to me last year, I don't think I would have believed you. I've listened to the song Scared to Start quite a lot this week alone. And if anyone takes anything away from this episode, I just don't be afraid to start. Because if you hadn't started that business or if I hadn't started the podcast, I dread to think where we would be. Mm. Genuinely, I would dread to think where we would be. Just don't be afraid to start, whether it's a new job, whether it's a relationship, whether it's going to the gym, whether it's a business, or whether it's just starting a new routine of self-care. Like, just start. The judgment or that little bit of fear of like what people might think, it will pass in time. But your gut will tell you if it's the right or wrong thing to do. If it puts a smile on your face, there we go.
Yeah, man. Well, I took over your role for the last bit, but I have nothing more to say, Your Honour.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for joining me.
That sounded like a really good ending, though, to be fair. So even the name of the episode.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid to start. But yeah, I wanted to get you on the other side because you've been through a lot the last few weeks. Positive things. You've been through a lot, but like it's... Tell me about it. You host this podcast. Like, let's ask you a question.
I never do that. I never actually tell my side of things. Like, 4 years in, and that's probably the first time I've shared that stories of, like, being on those, like, TV shows and stuff. Not that it's, like, big things, but it's still that kind of, it's part of my journey.
Yeah.
Whereas because of the platform that I've built, it's very, like, mental health heavy. I feel like I can't show that side of me. Whereas, you know, I do struggle with my mental health still, but it also doesn't define me.
No.
There are incredibly, like, good moments. There are funny moments. You know, we were dancing earlier. I mean, it's this kind of side of things that...
Together.
I'm almost... yeah, we're training for Strictly. Like, I'm scared to show still. Whereas, like, well, for a huge period of time, I was scared to show that vulnerable side of me. I was scared to share about like my mental health. Whereas now, for some bizarre reason, I'm scared to share like the other side of me, like the funny side, like the, you know, my sense of humor, that side of things, which is silly. Like I've gone, like I've done the bit that everyone else seems to struggle with, and back like to back to front. Like it's mental, but yeah, it's been a, this has been really nice. I've actually really, really enjoyed this. I wasn't expecting it. And I had a headache before we started. Now it's gone. So
thank you, beer.
Cheers, beer. but no, thank you, mate. Thank you.
You're welcome, mate.
Joining me for a beer and a waffle.
Bosh.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
You've been listening to the Waffle Shop podcast with me, Taylor James. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button and even leave a review. It means the world to me. See you soon.